tour going so far?
So far, it's going great. The tour itself is going great, but we had also some funny things what happened already.
Oh, you had the accident in Canada?
The accident and an accident with my hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was even more funny. The guy yesterday, he saw me, he said, "Oh, Mark, he stopped me," and he wanted to get the CD from his pocket. But what he did was he just got it and he hit me with the side of the CD right here on the nerve.
Oh.
And normally I'm quite a strong guy, but it still hurts a lot while playing. So some things, it's almost impossible to play now just because one drunk guy was with the CD smashing. So that was with the cover, the plastic thing, just with that pointy thing right on a nerve here. So.
Oh. Does that affect your playing too much, or is it just painful?
It's what I noticed, there was only one thing today that I couldn't play.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, then I just skipped that little part.
And how's the U.S. public treating you so far?
Also really well. Tonight it's gonna be, there were already 500 pre-sales, so that's gonna be a wild show, I think.
And out of the shows that you guys have been, which one do you think has been the best one so far?
From the whole tour?
Yeah,
Canada
so
and U.S.?
Yeah.
And it was, must have been Montreal in Canada. That was sold out, 900 people. And New York, that was also a really nice one.
And going to the new album, how do you see the people have been receiving the new album?
Yeah, I'm surprised, actually. I was confident that we made a good album. But every day people come to me and say this new album blows away all the other albums, it's such an amazing album. So I'm really happy that here, especially in the US, people are so enthusiastic about this new one.
And why do you guys decided to go a little bit more, you know, harsher in this album?
Yeah, there are many reasons for that. The first one is since that Arjen is in the band, the new drummer, we already became more heavy with the Divine Conspiracy. Now we also have that new guitar player, Isaac Delahaye, which again made us a bit heavier. But also the music we wrote that was already more heavy than we did in the past. And we just do what feels good. So as long as it sounds like Epica, we are fine with it. But within that concept, you can do whatever you want. And this time we really want to make a heavy album. And we're not done with that yet, so I think this line we keep on going on this one.
So you think that for future releases you're still going to keep it?
Yeah, I think on the next album, because we started writing already new songs, the next album will be in the same line as Design Universe.
And how do you feel that Epica has come through after you left After Forever because of whatever reasons? and now that you made Epica, how do you think, how are you happy with the results?
I'm very happy. When I was out of After Forever, I was very sad. I thought, what am I gonna do? But after one day of being sad, I thought I have to go on, start all the way from the scratch again, new band, and see where we are now. The things are going great, and
you're still together playing.
Yeah, we're still together, and that's also an important thing. You have to keep a band together. And that everybody's happy in the band, and I think in the end, after Forever, some people were not really happy anymore. But maybe the band is gonna reunite sooner or later again. You never know.
Have you ever been approached by any of them to kind of reunite with them, or just to?
Not to reunite with After Forever, but I'm making some music with Sander Gommans, the guitarist of After Forever. And Jacques Grisse is the old keyboard player from After Forever. So we wrote like four songs for a project, and now I'm gonna go on with Jacques, because Salma has not much time this period. I'm gonna go on with Jacques, with another guy, to finish this project. So there's gonna be like 9 or 10 songs on the album with a slightly different style than After Forever or Epica. It's a bit more in the direction of good old death, the band Death,
mm-hmm.
and Cynic and stuff like that, just with keyboards, so like death metal with some progressive elements and keyboards.
Have you shopped it to any labels yet, or?
Yeah, Nuclear Blast is already interested.
Oh, okay. So you think that it might be released in the future then?
Yeah, that's it. If there wouldn't be a prospect that it would be released, I wouldn't put all my energy in it. If I do something, I want to be it. I want it to be good. There's two things I did so far, two bands, that was After Forever and Epica. They both succeeded, and this project is not a project to have fun on my own room, and it should be also hopefully a success.
So how do you feel that your musical influences and ideas have changed over the years?
Not so much. I still like the same bands when I was young. Of course, there are some new bands that I like also nowadays, like Opeth. I didn't know them when I was young, and Porcupine Tree, bands like that. And yeah, so I think I didn't change that much. I'm still open to many styles of music, and yeah, it's just developing slowly.
And going to the concept of the album, since both you and Simone wrote parts of the songs, and from your songs, we already had an interview with her earlier doing their press in the U.S., but for you, what were your main inspiration to write the songs?
Yeah, that's hard to say, because when I sit down to compose music, it's not really that I know where the inspiration comes from. So
well, I mean, for the lyrics, let's say.
The lyrics, I've been reading a lot of books, and I write lyrics about the topics that I'm at that time reading about. So on the last album, I was reading about near-death experiences and quantum physics, and I used these topics on the album.
So it's called Design Your Universe. How would you design Epica's universe?
Exactly how it looks like. So I always wanted, when I was a kid already, I always wanted to travel around the world. I'm doing that. I love making music. I'm doing that. So everything what I really like to do in my life, I'm doing it. So that's Epica's universe. And I really believe that you create your own destiny, and you get what you design yourself. So this is what I created, and maybe you like it.
If you had to do anything different, would have you done anything different in your musical career?
That's a hard question, because I'm pretty happy with everything I did. The period that I was at the end of After Forever, I would have done different now when I look back. But I learned also a lot from it, so it had to happen like this, I think. So it was good that it happened like this. So if I could do it different with the knowledge I have now, I would have done it. But it's better that it happened like this.
So where do you see Epica in 5 years?
I never look more than 1 year ahead.
Okay, in 1 year then?
In 1 year, we will be almost ready to record the new album. And in the meantime, we've been touring a lot in the world.
And how's the touring taken in the personal aspect of your life? Has it been influencing positive or negatively?
Very positive. Touring that brings you to other countries, and especially on day offs, you are able to see cultural things, to meet other people, and I think I really learned a lot from that. The negative aspect of touring is that it's often when you're really traveling and cannot see anything, then it's quite boring, especially when you do airplane tours and you are waiting on airports forever, and the security things, they get more and more strict, so you have to be there 3 hours before your plane leaves, and you're just bored as hell. The airports nowadays, they are like prisons. Once you're in, you cannot go out anymore. You feel really like a prisoner.
And yeah. How is being confined in the bus? How do you guys spend your time?
Yeah, we spend our time in the bunk sleeping, or watching a movie, or reading. And on the way to get here, we slipped once, so as you heard, and then So that was not so nice. In general, I feel quite safe in a bus because it's solid, steady. But when something like that happened, you realize it can be done in a split second.
And do you see it as a negative that here in the States everything is so far away, so you guys have to travel for so long?
No, I see that as a positive thing because every time we travel and we come in a new city, it's different from the other one, and I like differences. The thing I hate is the streets where you have McDonald's, Wendy's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and that's in basically all the cities you have that area. I hate that, so I always want to see the differences in the cities. And when you travel big distances, there are bigger differences, also in also cultural differences. The people from the West Coast are different from the East Coast, and that's the same in Europe. When you travel from country to country, there are different people and some different customs, and that's the same in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that's the advantage of the big distances.
And what about for this summer? Do you guys have some festivals lined up? Are you trying to do as much as you can?
Yeah, we do many European summer fests, and there are some offers we got also for festival tours. So let's see how it's gonna be.
And out of all the countries that you guys tour at, where do you think you have the most dedicated fans? Just to put it that way.
I think Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we play Sao Paulo, that's the where we have the biggest headline shows. And we go back to Sao Paulo in April of this year, and we expect something like 4,000 people in one show, and that's what we have nowhere else in the world. So I think Brazil is its most dedicated fans, the most wild fans, but that doesn't mean that in other parts of the world fans are less dedicated. It's just another way of expression, and it's not that big amount of people in one room. But so everywhere the difference are cool. So we don't need everywhere 4,000 people to make to have fun on tour.
And talking about if you wouldn't be doing Epica, what do you think you would have been doing?
Yeah, I got that question quite often, but I always say like, this is what I really want to do, and there's nothing else. That music exists, and since music exists, I know I want to do something with music, and there's nothing else that fascinates me as much as music. And in the meantime, I finished my studies psychology, so it could have been that if music didn't exist, I would do something with that, but I don't even want to think about it, because music is my life, music is everything. I breathe music. I wake up with music, I go to bed with music, so I don't even want to think about it.
So you think in the future, when you're out of the phase of touring and being a band, do you think you're going to produce and have your
definitely,
own studio?
Definitely, yes, yes. Then I will record some stuff or write some different kind of music just for the release of albums. There's so many things you still can do when you are done touring, but I don't want to stop touring the first time. So I don't look more than 1 year ahead, I told you, but I cannot imagine stopping soon after.
And what were you, why did you think since the beginning you picked metal?
Because metal is independent. When I was a kid, I went to the shop. I wanted to have something different than everybody on the school was listening to. So I went to the shop, I saw a cover of Megadeth, Rust in Peace. I thought this looks cool. This is it looks different than all the other stuff with the catchy covers and shit. So I bought the album without even listening it. I got home playing it. I thought, wow, this is the way to go. And then from then on I kept on searching for great bands and the most heavy stuff. I really wanted to find the most heavy music existing. So that's when you're a kid, you want to find, looking for the extremes, but then at a certain point you find your own style, and it never let me go anymore.
And what do you think was the band that made you think, okay, I want to go into this gothic metal?
Let's see, what's the band name? I think The Gathering. Yeah, because when I was a kid, I already liked classical music and I liked metal. I thought, well, why is there almost no band combining that stuff? So I thought, that should be a great combination. These two worlds, they look so different, but they can be combined. And The Gathering was then one of the first bands who really started to combining it. And that was in the time that I also started making music with Sander and the early days of After Forever. So yeah, that band The Gathering, that I think was the biggest inspiration to go on this path.
Hey, what do you think, since most countries, I mean, if you actually think about it, some countries have, like the Netherlands, that have the more gothic metal bands, and then Norway has black metal. What do you think that the Netherlands kind of had that influence in?
I have no idea why that is in the Netherlands. I think it's coincidence. I think when there's a scene starting, automatically other bands who like that and pick it up and keep on developing it as well. The same happened here in Seattle with the grunge.
Mm-hmm.
It's why all these bands come from Seattle. Nobody knows. But somebody must have started with it, and other bands must have picked it up and also keep on developing. That's the same what happened in the Netherlands, I think.
Yeah, because you had The Gathering, Celestial Seasons, and all those.
Yeah,
the same genre.
It is.
And with the tour, just to kind of wrap up, with the tour, how is the filling in keyboardist working?
Huh?
How is the keyboard player you have filling in, Oliver?
On this tour.
Yeah, how's it working for you guys?
Yeah, it's of course great that you can have such a guy with you on tour, because he is so talented. He's one of the best keyboard players I know. So when our own keyboard player told us he couldn't do this tour with us, Oliver was the first one that got to our mind to ask. And luckily he could do it. And in only 1.5 weeks he studied the material and he did it.
So the last few bands that have been trying to come here to the U.S. and had problems with visas,
yeah.
You guys didn't have any issues that had to come back and forth?
Now, first of all, we don't have a record, so that already makes a huge difference. I don't say the other bands had a record, but and we start in time. And we have an agency here in the U.S. who helps us getting the visa. You have to do this professional. If you wait too long or you try to do it yourself, you can forget about it. It's very strict to get in the U.S. You need to have your paperwork done properly, otherwise you have problems. And if you try to get into the country without visa and they get you, you can forget about entering the country for like 10 years. So that's a risk we don't want to take. So that's why we always make sure we have all our stuff done right in time and that we don't have any problems at the border.
And just our last question, if you guys had a limited budget for a stage setting, what do you think you would use to try to visualize more the what you write for Epica?
For a stage performance?
Yeah, for a stage performance.
If we had a budget, what
an unlimited budget, hypothetically.
If we had a more limited budget as
unlimited.
Yes,
unlimited.
Unlimited. Oh, then Iron Maiden's show would be nothing compared to ours. No, I think Iron Maiden show, they have so many great elements, and they are my example of what we still can be able to achieve. Of course, you can say, like, why using Iron Maiden as an example, you will never reach that level. Of course, it's possible that we will never. The chance is huge that we never reach that level, but you can at least try.
Yeah.
And they have so many great show elements that really contribute to a great atmosphere of the crowd and spectacular elements. And that's something I would like to achieve on the long term with Epica as well.
Okay. So you have anything else that you want to add to your American fans, public?
I only can say that I'm very surprised that that people show up and with so many of them, and I'm thankful for it in the first place, and I'm happy that we kept on believing in the U.S. because the first three tours we lost a lot of money, and this tour was the tour of the truth, and now we're gonna make it. So we finally make the break even and even get maybe a little profit. So that's all we need.
Well, thank you very much for the interview.